Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The National Center for Health Statistics and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last October reported a significant increase in the percentage of American females aged 15 to 44 who anticipate giving birth to a child sometime in the future. In the same survey in the year 2002, only 46% anticipated giving birth down the road. In the latest report, 50% now say they expect to experience motherhood in the future. There were sharp differences depending on the age group of survey respondents. Of those aged 15 to 24, almost 90% expected to have a child. For women ages 25 to 34, more than three-fourths still anticipated having a baby. For the age group of 35 through 44, as you probably suspect, the possibility of future motherhood fell dramatically. However, one-third of women in this age range expected to become new mothers, which is much higher than I would have guessed. The shift in motherhood expectations may or may not have implications for the U.S. economy. Generally, throughout history and across the world, as people become more prosperous, the rate of childbirth decreases. As either the overall economy sinks, or as the proportion of the population who are less well-to-do rises, you could forecast that birth rates would tend to increase. Here in the United States, because of our relative prosperity, the birth rate is so low that our population would be declining but for the influx of immigrants from other countries. 2 years ago, the birth rate was below 60 per thousand women. That was the lowest ever recorded in statistics going back more than a century. According to the World Bank 2014 data, the number of births per American woman was 1.86, well below replacement levels. That birth rate, though, was higher than is happening in Japan, China, South Korea, and Canada. I'm going to ask this as a question because I don't know the answer. Is it possible that the indicated future increase in American motherhood may indirectly indicate an expectation of an economic downturn in our nation's future? If so, what should we do about it? That's it for this time. Come back tomorrow for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.